This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Rach and Dean, and I've been getting my clean on, Rach.
You have, and it has been a hilarious thing to follow. I just want to put this question out there to our listeners. So, last night, Dean admitted that he had 12 pairs of bed sheets.
I love that you're bringing this up because I have this as a talk topic sometimes during the show. I was finally going through my floor drobe and I realized I've got like 12 sets of bed sheets, winter,
which is
summer.
Excessive.
It's ridiculous. But I realise I don't think I've thrown them any out in years.
So, Dean, it's led me to the conclusion that you are a hoarder.
Oh, Hadji.
And that is a very strange thing to hoard. And I wanted to put the question to our listeners, what is the strangest thing that they've ever hoarded? So it could be an accidental hoarding. You know, you could end up with like 7,000 tubes of lip balm or something, you know, something ridiculous. But what is that thing that you hoard? Let
us
know.
Hit us up on 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Rach and Dean. And we are diving into chatting about one of my favourite fundraisers of the year, Rach, Northside Bazaar.
I'm excited. I've been to Northside Bazaar the last couple of years, and I do like to say that it is that one day of the year that I get to go into the Laird.
This is true. Every single year, it's a day where the Laird and surrounding areas open up their doors and have a huge festival slash fete. It's a little bit fetish. It's a hell of a lot of fun. It's massively community, and all the money raised throughout the day goes towards Thorn Harbour Health and Joy 94.9. Never heard of either of them. But it's absolutely a fantastic day. And this year, because of the situation with COVID-19, the date's actually been moved from October to mid-November. But that doesn't mean that we can't start planning and coming up with some really great ideas for things that can be donated. Now, Rach, you were talking before about hoarding, and you had the audacity to call me a hoarder. How dare you?
12 sets of sheets.
Oh, yeah, but it happens. But we're not saying donate sheets to Northside Bazaar, but joining us now on the line is the fabulous Cal from Thorn Harbour Health and also from Well 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 here on Joy 94.9. How are you doing, Cal?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're very, very good. Now, you are a huge part of this day and festival. You've done plenty of auctioning. You've helped organise behind the scenes. You've even organised the Master Baker competition, which certainly puts
everybody
a lot of cream into my step.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Look, you know, you can wrap your mouth around an array of sweet treats at Master Baker every year, courtesy of all the various LGBTI sporting clubs here in Melbourne.
It's so fantastic. But today we're talking donations because a call has been put out both on the social media of Thorn Harbour Health and here at Joy 94.9 to go through your items while you're in ISO, and maybe you've got that little something that could be given as an auction item or to the leather and treasure area. So tell us
a
bit about all this, Cal.
Well, look, Thorn Harbour and Joy are basically asking everyone while they're in ISO to go back in the closet, way back in the closet, and find anything secondhand that you basically don't want anymore. Like, I know that I've been, you know, Dean, I think you've done a bit of a cleanup at your house recently, haven't you?
I have, but the only thing I've currently gotten rid of are boxes. Everything's except for that. But you're right. I've been going crazy during isolation, and I've found some really interesting stuff. And it's a good way to not only pass the time to clean your house and clear your mind, but also to come up with some great stuff that we could always auction off or give away at Northside Bazaar.
That's exactly right. Look, everyone, I'm inviting everyone to sort of like have that Marie Kondo moment. Go back in there. If you've got like, you know, look, Northside Bazaar is a very leather and kink and fetish kind of day. So, you know, if you are somebody that, you know, maybe you have those chaps have seen better days, or maybe, you know, your body shape has changed in such a way that you're going, that latex cat suit, I will not be squeezing back in that. Feel free to donate that to us, but it goes beyond the leather and fetish stuff as well. We encourage people, you know, people have like stacks of DVDs or VHS stuff, or they have like random movie posters or even just like random artwork, even homewares. You know, if they can have a second life, we want to know about it. And we want people to not only the auction house, but we also have leather and treasure where, you know, every time people go, oh, I don't know if anybody would want this again, chances are we'll probably be able to sell it.
Oh, we'll find a way.
It may not go for tons. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I know I've auctioned as well. Some of the things we've auctioned, you know, it's a great fun way to be creative about it. But I don't think we all realize just some of the gold that we have just sitting around our house that we don't even pay attention to anymore.
Absolutely. And there's this thing, you know, people have brought some really cool things over the years. Like one time someone turned up, it was like a Tom of Finland action figure. And they just thought, oh, I don't know if anybody would want this.
Oh, my God. Everyone wants that.
This huge following. Yeah. And last year we had a teddy bear whose name I can't repeat on air.
Yeah, no.
Because it's, you know, before 9 p.m. But he went for like several hundred dollars last year.
Whoa.
You never know. It never ceases to amaze what stuff will go for. And here's the other thing, too. So many people come to Northside Bazaar, and, you know, it doesn't have to be the huge, you know, $500 piece of artwork or, you know, an $800 jacket that was worn by the only leather man to ever win in 1980, which yours truly won at the end of the auction blocks in, you know, 2 years ago, you know, hypothetically speaking. It can be really small stuff, because some people come to the auction house and they just want to bid on something, you know, which is why, you know, we sold DVD packs, like secondhand DVDs, like 15, you know, packs of DVDs, which most people thought, oh, nobody's going to want this. And people would bid $20, $30, and all of that money goes towards the David Williams Fund at Thorn Harbor Health, and of course, Joy 94.9. Everybody's willing to lend a hand and pitch in some way. And this is a great way for, like, the community to kind of contribute to that fundraiser without necessarily, you know, having to dive into their wallet. This is just, like, secondhand stuff you don't want anymore.
And you are right. People do come along to Northside Bazaar, and they just want to bid. They just want to give and support in the way in which they can. But right now, since we've moved the date to mid-November for Northside Bazaar this year, and we don't know what's going to be going on with restrictions or anything, but it's never too early for you to have a look at some items that you've got. Perhaps there's a pair of boots that you've got in the cupboard that you've never worn. Rach, if you could just think of something that, around your house that you reckon you've got that would do the job, what do you reckon?
I don't know, because I'm not a hoarder like you.
How dare you?
I can tell you what I would like of yours. Some of those outfits that you wear, I'm always like, when you're done with that, I'll take that. So maybe it's a sparkly outfit.
Maybe it's time to auction off a bit of a Frock Hudson look at Northside Bazaar.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we'll see what happens. Look, but there's always opportunities and there's always things. One of the exciting things about Northside Bazaar is, yes, there's a leather and treasure area. And for some people who don't know about fetish gear, it's expensive. It costs money. So when people give that stuff, it's really great for people who are just trying to dip their toe in or find a space for themselves to be able to kind of try some stuff on and see what works for them. But also our auction house is a huge way in which we raise funds. And it's also a whole lot of fun. So we're wanting to know what interesting things you have. You'd be amazed. That poster that you think isn't worth it or from a party from the 90s, actually so many of the community want to dive into it and have a part of that and we can get it framed. There's so much and we are encouraging and calling out for you all to dive back into the closet, like Cal said, and have a look at what you've got.
Yep, absolutely. We're accepting donations in that, like all that secondhand stuff right now. If you get in touch with us, contact at northsidebazaar.com. We can actually even arrange for Thorn Harbor volunteers to come out and pick that stuff up from your home. We'll just want to know in advance what we're dealing with here, so we know whether or not we need just a small car, if we need to get a minivan or whatever.
Well, size does matter, yeah.
indeed.
It's absolutely great, and I'm really excited. Northside Bazaar is one of those days where, for a lot of people, it's just that one day, but the amount of work that goes in behind the scenes to make it happen, to find these items, we get such amazing things. So please, everyone, dive back into your closet, have a look around your house, do a bit of a tidy, and look at that pile of stuff and go, you know what, do I need it? And if not, think about donating it to us so that we can help raise money this year for Northside Bazaar, for the David Williams Fund at Thorn Harbor Health, and Joy.
I thought of something I could donate. What? My ex left a Marilyn Manson book, so I've got that. You can have it.
Totally. Pop culture stuff does amazing.
It does
someone
so
a couple years ago
well.
Found a random signed poster they had from RuPaul,
wow.
And we auctioned it off.
I've never heard of this RuPaul. Who is that?
Yeah.
That's right, exactly.
Cal, thank you so much for joining us and for sharing all the joy. Like Cal said, you can head to northsidebazaar.com and all the details are there, not just about the change of date for the day, please put that in your diary, but the kind of stuff we're looking for, and you can then fill that in and give so that we may grow and raise money during the year. Thanks for joining us, Cal.
No worries. I'll see you on Saturday, the 14th of November.
Yes, you will. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Rach and Dee.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.